What's going on, chat? Supporters, ball busters, king dong eaters. It's your crazy drunk uncles here with a nice supporter episode for you, and we have one hell of a story for you today.
Now, we want to just put this out here. We are going to be opening up segments on our show for call-ins or to address your nightmare divorce breakup stories.
You know what? Dating stories in general.
Yeah, because people are going to prison over horse shit.
Oh, you'll see that this week on the show.
Oh,
holy
God.
Damn. Yeah, I couldn't believe that story when I read it. This one, too. This one's not quite as egregious, but it's up there.
But the thing is men are losing their kids, losing their livelihood. They're losing their property, their sanity, and their fucking spirit, their hope, and their love. I mean, at what point do we say this is a fucking evil system? We need to fix it.
Yeah. But
I love that one.
You're not allowed to talk about how women have successfully weaponized a so-called patriarchy to keep men under their boots. Oh, no, that's it's a conspiracy theory.
No, we're not doing that. No, it's all, you did it all to yourself.
Yeah, it's a cuntspiracy theory.
Yeah, I like the cuntspiracy. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, this is one hell of a story, though, man.
Okay.
Just going through this, it's a short email, but I have a feeling that we're going to be making a lot of pauses as we go through this.
Yeah.
This comes from Dell. Mm-hmm. And apparently he was in Tacoma, Washington, once upon a time, one of your old stomping grounds here.
Yep.
So I can actually switch this over to where everybody can see it.
I'm quite familiar with it.
Yeah. Says, hi, guys. I have a hell of a story for you. I will try to make it short. As I look back, I see the manipulation from the beginning, or manipulation, we should say. While we dated, she got pregnant. Forgot to wrap your tool.
That happens all the time and almost always. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you know, sometimes shit happens. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's going to be that commando sperm squad that doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're going to circumvent everything.
Or in my experience, it's things start to dry up a little bit, and instead of going for the lube, you try to go for broke, and that's literally what happens. It's never a good idea. Take it from me.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, it's not.
We got married, and I wanted her to keep the baby. But she told me that if I pushed it, she would get an abortion.
Ultimatum. Red flag number one. Walk off the lot immediately as soon as a woman pulls that shit.
Cut, sling, load.
Yeah.
And stop slinging loads, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. At that point, that woman, you should have just said, okay, wait till the kid's born, and then go for custody, and fuck that. The cunt.
I mean, could you imagine what would happen to a dude if he turned to his woman and said, you know, if you don't do what I want, I'm going to kill our kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's reverse that for a second. That is like, you know, that's hostage negotiation.
Yeah. Let's see if your equality radar starts binging from that one, shall we?
Yeah. I mean, from the very beginning, you knew.
You
that
knew
this
you just
was
ignored it.
Going to be, I'm just going to say this right now. You knew from the beginning. You didn't listen to your gut. You said, "Well, I'll stick it out and see what happens."
Or maybe he was listening to something about 6 inches below his cut.
It could be
the problem.
It could have the one I'd really like. Nah, it's a good one. We're staying. Yeah, let's do this.
I'm angry at you.
So ridiculous.
It is.
But we've all been there. We've all been there. So let's keep it going here.
Mm-hmm.
So I let it go. Big mistake. And we had a daughter. After about 8 months, one day I came home from work and the house was empty. Completely empty. She left me a knife, fork, spoon, plate, bowl, a pot and a pan, and canned chicken. And this went on and off for a total of 5 years.
What
leaving,
the fuck are you thinking?
Leaving and coming back. Wow.
All right. Now, I've had many soldiers get the tumbleweed treatment. mm-hmm. where they come back from a mission or deployment and everything is cleaned out.
But usually if that happens, the dude's like, okay, it's over.
Yes.
But you let her leave and come back, yeah. leave and come back. At that point, I think your spine, if you have one, it's imperceptible to the female species because you're letting it happen.
Yeah, he's going full octopi.
Yeah.
Yeah, full octopi. I mean, yeah, that's actually that's a comedy maneuver.
You gotta write that one down.
I gotta write that down.
Full octopi.
Full octopi.
All right, we're gonna jump back into it here. Wow. This is crazy. At one point when my daughter was about 2, she told the cops she thought I sexually abused my daughter. Naturally. So I was investigated, took a lie detector test, and passed. She took my daughter to my parents' house and told them not to let me know she was there. They did. I went to visit them and noticed my old bedroom door was closed, which wasn't normal, so I opened it, and there she was. Right after they told me, they hadn't seen her in weeks.
Wow!
Getting my parents to lie to me was a kick in the guts for sure.
Dude, it amazes me how many times men get stabbed in the fucking back. I mean, I'm over 50, and there is no more room for knives in my back.
Gone.
I literally have been betrayed dozens and dozens of times. Okay, and...
Didn't your family take the side of your ex whore
yeah.
for a while? Oh, man.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
I wrote them off. I'm done. I'm done with them. The only one I speak to is my mother, and she'll be dead soon, and I'll have no family after that.
That's just insane, brother.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is, and that's happened to a lot of men out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not the only one that this has happened to.
No.
And listen, gentlemen, if you're getting divorced and your attorney is like, well, you know, it's just the age of minority. When they're 18, they'll come back. Fire that fucking attorney on the spot. He's not the guy for you. You get an attorney who's going to fight 24/7, 365 and do what you fucking want. All right.
You know, search for, what is that thing that attorneys are supposed to search for? Justice? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And justice is not taking a plea just because it's the easy thing to do.
No. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
I wish Michael Jackson's lawyers would have taken that under advisement. Then there wouldn't still be people today who mistakenly think that he was a kid diddler.
But the thing is this, as soon as that accusation is made, you need to dig in. You are now at war with that person for the rest of your life.
Yeah. If they're willing to trash your reputation, potentially yep. send you to prison mm-hmm. over a false accusation, they are your enemy.
Yeah, they are your fucking enemy. They don't love you. They don't have your best interest at heart. You need to realize that and put them on the other side of no man's land. If they come over, you fucking wipe them out.
You're damn right. But let's jump back in.
All right.
That's some good ones today. I'm pretty sure these are Jackal the Emperor's.
Oh, that's good stuff right
there. Good times.
Right? I like the first one, though.
Yes. Yeah, the first one there. Hang on. We'll put it up. Ah.
Yes.
See how it curves underneath right there?
That's full German butt right there.
There's some muscle in there.
Yeah, I like
just saying.
That. I like just. That. I mean, that's good, too, but.
Yeah, yeah, it's all good. Just expensive.
Yeah, you know? It's expensive. A lot of drama there.
You don't want to mess with it on a permanent basis.
No. No!
No. It's insane. After that, I wasn't able to see my daughter for a few years. In the meantime, I found a good woman and was doing my thing when one day out of the blue, my ex calls and asks me if I want my daughter for a month. All day long?
Okay.
All day long. We were living in Washington, but she took the kid and moved to Arizona without me even knowing. Mm-hmm. This happens all the time.
All the time.
And it is illegal as fuck, and these women are never held to task for it.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, you see... Like, you've watched Cops.
Of course.
Yeah. And I've watched some other stuff on YouTube. And 80% of these child kidnappings are the father trying to get his kid.
Yeah.
That kid is not in danger. He is with its fucking father.
Yep.
But yet, like, guys are getting run down, shot, thrown in prison over this. This is fucking out of control.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Holy shit.
This is absolutely insane. And... Well, It's going to get more interesting here.
All right.
I said, hell yeah. So about 2 weeks before her 10th birthday, my daughter flies up to us. About 3 months later, my ex calls again and says, I want my baby back. Okay, so we flew her back to Arizona.
I would have sent her some ribs.
I want my baby, 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 baby.
I would have.
That would have been hilarious. And just sent her some barbecue sauce and some ribs in the mail. I hope it doesn't take too long. I sent them overnight, but, you know, if it takes
things happen.
It might smell like a Pringles can full of shit by the time it gets there. Hey, you know, shit happens. Could be worse.
Yeah.
So barely 2 weeks later, Max calls again. How would you like to have Vanessa? Me, I said, for how long this time? Indefinitely. Yeah.
All right. So the kid's 10 years old.
10 years old. So I took my daughter for 4 years from 10 to 14. It's
okay.
My ex, God, this is when shit gets really funny here. This is why ex tracking is a very important skill, ladies and germs. You need to stick to it here. My ex found a young 22-year-old hottie. She was 43. So good for you. Okay, you're a whole person who can drink older than this dude who's using you for practice. Yeah. Who looked like me when I was fucking 22 and got pregnant again at 43. That kid is going to be down with the syndrome in some serious ways.
Yeah. Well, the chances of that happening are quite high.
Yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get pregnant at 43 if you had one before that, and usually it will kind of lessen the odds of the birth defects.
Yep.
But, is it likely? Not so much. Mm. Like, I love women like that. Well, my mom had me when she was 42, and things were just fine. Yeah, you were the last of five.
Yep.
That's why it was okay.
You were the small stringer fish that you catch on, you know, just before you go back to the dock.
Yeah, she kept, you know, she kept tuning up the engine, so to speak.
Yep.
It's a whole other rodeo when you try to get pregnant for the first time at 42. It's obnoxiously expensive, and the chances of you having a kid with autism, Down syndrome, or any one of innumerable birth defects, they go through the roof after 35.
That's Hail Mary copulation.
Hail Mary copulation. I like it. But let's that's another good.
Oh, that's a really good one.
It's like a good string here. All right.
She's a blonde, too. Oh, my God, that's a good one.
Jumping back in here.
All right.
She called and wanted to know if they could move in with us until they found a place when they moved back to Washington. LOL, I said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yep.
The arrogance, though, of that kind of request.
Yeah.
Holy
There's
shit.
There's a lot of women out there.
What if your ex called you today and said, hey, you know, things aren't going so great. You mind if I move back in?
Yeah, I'd be like, you better call the fire department because your teeth are on fire and I'm not going to piss on them for you. Because that's exactly what I would say. There's no fucking way.
I can't blame you.
I'm serious. If they call me up and they're like, well, you know, if you don't give her a blood transfusion, she's going to die. I'm like, fuck her.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Can you give her a urine transfusion?
I'm done with that. That's you know, over a decade and a half ago.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Fuck it. Yeah.
I'll have to see what's wrong with the blood. You mind opening up her veins for me? Now, remember, it's down the road, not across the street. Not that I'm suggesting that or anything. I'm just saying.
Down the road.
Wow. I couldn't imagine getting this request from my horse chick.
No.
Wow. As soon as she got back to Washington. Oh, no. She talked my mom into letting them move in with her. So the same person who's willing to lie to their own son. As soon as she got back to Washington, she wanted my daughter to come and live with her. Another red flag. So I said, okay, what could I do? We got tired of the BS, so we moved to North Dakota. I had been behind on support, but still paying. But before we left, my daughter was 18, and I was all caught up. This is where shit gets real funky.
Okay.
My first year in North Dakota was going to be the first time I actually got an income tax check back, and it was supposed to be $3,600. What I got was a statement saying that I don't get anything because the state of Arizona took it all.
Wow.
What she did was, in the 2 weeks that she had my daughter in Arizona before sending her back to me, she had signed up for WIC and everything that she qualified for, and now Arizona wants that back from me.
And he should file a welfare fraud report.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly what she did.
Well, I think he did something similar here. Let's check this. I don't know if you can see it on the screen here, so I'll just put it on this one. It took $600 in attorney's fees to write a letter and send documents to prove that I had physical custody of my daughter for those 4 years. I haven't seen my daughter since 2006 and haven't spent more than 6 years total with her in her life. She's 38 this year.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. She has a daughter, his granddaughter, who is 18 that I haven't seen since she was 2, again, because of my ex. I gave up long ago, but don't let it happen to anyone else if we can help it.
Well, we're trying.
That's why we're here, man.
There's a lot of mistakes he made that could have really unfucked himself. And listen, I'm not critiquing this guy to be mean because I made my own fucking mistakes and I fucked my own life up. So when I'm looking and when I'm telling you guys, I'm not being a goody-goody here.
No.
I'm the dude who's fucking fell into the Lazarus pit and had to walk the long road of redemption back, which sucked.
Yeah. The reason why we're roasting, like we roast these stories, is because we've all done it. And when we roast you, we roast ourselves.
Correct.
Because we all thought we could dump our goo and run like a Jew from the tax man because she different. She loves me. And
no.
The only thing, literally the only thing, keeping any dude from going down this path and having to endure this amount of pain is whether or not he bets against the right woman. And most of us don't.
Yes, that's right. Because there's, listen, in my opinion, a quality woman in the West is exceedingly rare now.
Yeah.
They're so rare and it's so expensive to try to find them. Don't even go on the quest. Because you make one mistake, you're stuck with a psycho like this, and literally, it's going to have lifelong consequences.
Yeah, you get joined at the hip, you become a Siamese twin with this person,
yep.
Whether you can even stand to be around them or not. That's why it pays to, you know, wrap your tool and only reserve those activities for women who have earned them. I know it's easy to go out there and get it, but it's also easier to have a relationship with Miss Michigan, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it's easier.
You can cheat with your left hand once in a while.
Yeah,
if you want. I don't care.
But it's easier for women to quit it too, because all the laws are on the side of the chicks.
Yeah, unquestionably. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have more legal rights than we do, but you take away their abortions. Yeah, you're taking away our rights.
Yeah, what's your crybaby cunts, man?
Okay, when was the last time in the United States when a woman who wasn't Islamic was subject to circumcision? Just asking for a friend. You can check your sources and get back to me later.
Yeah. Yeah, this is insane. And listen, man, I mean, the moving with the kid, not seeing, I don't think I'd be cool with, if my kid was under 18, I would go absolutely fucking berserk.
Yeah.
I had my ex in court every 22 to 30 days for 2.5 years. I had
exactly
no problem taking that bitch to court.
Well, I know that the judge didn't appreciate it and, of course, mm-hmm. wound up taking sides because that's what a judge is supposed to do, mm-hmm. really. Take sides based on emotion.
Here's another thing that most people don't know. You get a bad judge who fucks you into judgment, yes, you can appeal it. But there are steps you can do to fuck these judges up legally.
And we made a whole webinar about it. If you didn't get it, you're fucking up by the numbers, man. And we're going to be working on a military addition to said webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to get your buddy in on it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was a unit administrator, and he's like a third degree. I'm only a first degree black belt in administrative violence.
Oh, okay. So we're bringing in the big guns.
Yeah, he is really. For instance, whenever I had a soldier that was getting fucked by the command, he was already retired. So I would literally, you need to call this guy. And he would call him and then like one guy they were trying to dishonorably discharge. But my buddy went, wait a minute. The unit that's doing this is 500 miles away from where it used to be. Is there a signed memorandum of mileage? And what that means is you can take assignments in the reserve program that are out of state or beyond 50 miles. But for that to happen, you have to sign the mileage waiver. If there isn't a mileage waiver and they reassign you to a unit on the other side of the country and you can't get to it, they can't fucking disarmably discharge you for that. And my buddy found that little fucking thing, went in there, sat down with the JAG, and is like, the JAG's all like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, this is what's going to happen. You're not going to do nothing. We're not signing any of your horse shit. Okay? We'll take it to tribunal. We'll take it to whatever you want or federal court. He doesn't have a 50-mile waiver. All of this is null and void. Bye-bye.
All done.
Classic. It was beautiful. And then the guy retired medically. And then sent a letter to the entire chain of command that was trying to fuck him. It was fucking comedy gold.
Nice.
That was a standing ovation.
I gotta love the military. But yeah. I want to thank Dell for sending in this story. This is really great, and I hope that, even if you're a supporter, you know what? I encourage you, share this video out, because people need to know that shit like this happens and that you can come out of the other side of it swinging.
Yep. I mean, this guy is, granted, I'll tell you right now, this guy has got a fucking hole in his chest where his heart used to be, and it was ripped out by the crazy bitch and his kid.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's only seen his granddaughter once in her life, and she's 18 now. He saw her when she was 2. You want to talk about parental alienation? This is it.
And listen, the only way you're going to get any kind of satisfaction or payback now is this. Focus on yourself. Earn a bunch of money. Be successful. And then when it's time for you to, to check out, leave the money to someone else and make sure she knows that, hey, you didn't want to keep a relationship with me? Well, now you missed out on millions of dollars.
And these chicks come crawling back every time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you're dead, you're dead.
It's, once you're dead, you're dead. Yeah.
I mean, I'm contemplating doing the same thing. So,
Once you're dead, you're dead. Just don't let me vote Democrat.
That's right. Oh, my God.
See you guys next time.
Take it easy.